It's great being able to put so many different elements of my live show all together into one, because a lot of the time I've been gone out and done band shows or I've done acoustic performances, but to add the TS5 element, which is kind of the DJ set with some of the freestyle stuff that I do, to kind of have it all as one show, I think that's going to be really exciting, because I think that was always the missing piece from something I used to do before I even started releasing music, was DJing. So to add that to it, I think it's going to be quite epic, especially in an arena.
6 years since your last album, you've been away doing other stuff more behind the scenes, so it must feel amazing to think I'm going to be in all these arenas with this huge diverse fan base who are from 16 years ago and from right now.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, for me, I love performing. I mean, it's been one of the things that throughout my career, I've just loved the opportunity of jumping on stage and performing in any capacity. But especially the magnitude of an arena is incredible. I mean, I always approach every performance and every show I do as if this is like the one and only show, and I've got to give everything I can if it's in front of 10 people or if it's in front of 10,000 people. But I know that with all these elements all coming together as one, it would definitely be a fun show for me to perform at, and hopefully everyone goes away feeling the same way.
I mean, it's been a pretty phenomenal last year. Massive success with the singles. You've got your new album out that's gone straight to number one. With all of that going on, what's been the highlight?
Do you know what? To be honest, like, being able to create a new album in a very similar kind of way that I did when I made the first album, Born to Do It, where I really just was excited to get to the point where I was just ending up picking songs to put together for an album, and then coming up with an album title that felt like what I'd been doing, like, since moving back to the UK, in following my intuition. I just kind of, the fact that I've been 16 years so far doing this, and to have two generations connecting with the music, probably is the most exciting thing to see. Like, teenagers, literally, I'm seeing on my Twitter and my Instagram saying, oh no, I just discovered this guy, Craig David, have you heard his single? Oh man, he's got an album out. And then also the generation who grew up with my music saying how they feel like they're 20 years old again, and they feel like they're back in that place. It's just such a beautiful scenario to be in.
When I hear your stuff now, it sounds really of the moment, but it also feels like a reflection of Born to Do It. It still feels so clearly like you. Is that a conscious, kind of deliberate thing, or is that something that is just how it's worked out?
I mean, I think it's what's happened over the years is that your music evolves, and you're trying new different things. And then where I've sort of found myself is actually very much in a very similar place that I was when I made the first album. So I think it's kind of just going back to my roots of what I actually originally loved about making music, which is all about like the R&B and the simplicity of those melodies, and a lyric that you can tap into and hopefully you can relate to. But then also at the same time, it's very UK-centric. So I've got like the house and garage on there, and there's a touch of drum and bass on the record too. So yeah, I think it's for me, it's been a beautiful evolution of actually saying, you know what? What I've always really loved is this style of music, and I'm sort of just back doing what I've always started doing, you know?
Yeah, and the producing that you've been doing in LA, I mean, obviously, as you've said, you know, you have that background in DJing, you have done a huge amount of production over the years, but getting really focused in on that and not being out performing so much yourself, how's that impacted on the kind of music that you want to make?
Do you know what I think? I mean, I think the two things that I've always like loved is going into the studio, waking up in the morning with just an idea and going in there, creating something that never existed at the end of the day, and then just turning up super loud at home and enjoying it. And knowing that, especially with hindsight now, which I didn't know the first time around when I started, that the impact of those songs. Like, I mean, I still have people coming up to me saying that Rewind was their tune that they went going crazy in the clubs to garage music to, or Walking Away was the song that helped people get through a difficult period in their life. And I'm thinking, wow, how empowering is it to think that I can actually make music that is touching people around the world? So I think from that basis, I've always just wanted to keep writing songs, but I didn't know that necessarily 16 years later that this would, it would have such an impact in this way. It's really crazy.
What's the most important thing you've learned in the kind of 16 years that you've been a really public figure?
Do you know what? Is to enjoy the journey, because all I know is that being close to my friends and my family, and being back in the UK and just enjoying it, because if you don't and you're always constantly looking for the next fix, it's like one minute, I mean, I'm doing an arena tour and it's amazing, and if I don't focus in and enjoy that moment, you're already telling yourself, oh no, but now you need to be doing arena tours in Europe, and then you need to go to America and do it, and then all of a sudden you're back in the hamster wheel. And I think that the 16 years worth of wisdom now says to me, the goalposts keep on moving. You can have a destination, but they keep on moving further and further away. So you keep on chasing something rather than just being like, you know what, let me just enjoy this, man. I got a number one album, got people loving it. I'm about to go on tour and do an arena tour. Let me just be in that, and then the next thing will come and we'll get on that when it comes.